The statement continues, Israeli state violence is of course not limited to Jerusalem. We are horrified by Israel's use of disproportionate and deadly force against Palestinians in Gaza, which have already resulted in the killings of dozens of Palestinians, including children. This comes within the context of Israel's 14-year illegal blockade on Gaza, which has created an open-air prison with severe shortages of life-saving medicines, food, electricity, and clean water, making life unsafe and unbearable. We call on the Biden administration to condemn this violence and address its root causes, Israeli blockade and occupations. The signatories said that the Biden administration must uphold international law and act in accordance with the urgency of the moment to prevent the Israeli regime's forced displacement of thousands of Palestinians. Finally, they affirmed their support for a letter led by U.S. Representatives Mary Newman and Mark Pocan and signed by 23 other House Democrats, urging the Biden administration to pressure Israeli regime leaders to desist from its plans to demolish Palestinian homes in Al-Bustan and evict Palestinians from their homes in Sheikh Jarrah. The group's statement comes a day after progressive members of the U.S. House of Representatives convened a special hour also organized by Newman and Pocan, during which the lawmakers discussed the root causes of Israeli violence, namely the foundation of Israel through settler colonization, ethnic cleansing, and ongoing oppression and apartheid. If we are to make good on our promises to support equal human rights for all, it is our duty to end the apartheid system that for decades has subjected Palestinians to inhumane treatment and racism, reducing Palestinians to live in utter fear and terror of losing a child, being indefinitely detained or killed because of who they are, and the unequal rights and protections they have under Israeli law, said Representative Rashida Tlaib, a Michigan Democrat and the first Palestinian-American woman elected to Congress. She added, "It must end."
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamidi.
Islamidi.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With me today at Youth Station, broadcasting from IRIB English Radio Station. Of course, I'm Brother Habib, you know, the good looking guy.
Get to the point, I'm Zainab, he's Habib. This is Youth Station. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, that's it. Look, we're living. The day.
Are we living or are we just surviving?
We're living in this life, right? And the era of technology. For God's sakes, cars are driving by themselves.
Creepy.
We're sending things to space.
Just don't even belong there.
We might even throw our trash space someday.
You see, I think that's a better option. You know, instead of throwing.
I think I just figured out pollution.
I know. You just.
Like, why you just cracked the
code.
Why don't we just send it anyway? That's how far
Trying to find a world that human beings could habitat.
Send the trash to the moon.
Send the trash. Just send the trash over. The trash don't need air. The trash don't need water.
Heck, send it to the sun. It might burn over there.
Perfect. You're a genius and you just cracked the code. You just saved the world.
We only see this on RIB.
Only on IRIB English Radio.
Now, sister, going seriously talking here now. We're living in this modern life.
Yeah.
Are you happy with this life? Because me personally, I'm not that much.
Are you not happy with this life or the part where it's modern?
The part where it's modern.
Define. Define modern.
Look, we fell into so much technology.
Uh-huh.
And it made a lot of things easier, true. There's also the backlashes that we've been having. And one of the most important of the backlashes that I want to state about is the time wasting and there's no difference between day and night.
Wait. The time wasting is totally up to us because we're saving so much time in other areas. The fact that we are wasting.
Why are we saving time in the first place? Why should we be saving time in the first place?
Because we've got more important things to do.
Yeah, like watching TV.
Yeah, that's up to us. We're saving so much time. I mean, we don't have to walk miles and miles to a river to wash our clothes.
To travel.
To put water in a bucket and walk back and bring it home and then boil it and then put it into another container and then use it when we need and then run out and there's a drought. But today with the plumbing and stuff, there were elephants involved. With the plumbing and stuff, we're saving so much time, you know? And we have access to clean water
from the hunk of an elephant.
No, not definitely. No trunks involved. But there was an elephant, definitely.
All right.
But now, you know, the other areas in which we waste time is totally up to us. So I wouldn't waste
modernness.
Look,
we have to limitize. Look, everything when conditioned, when limitized, is good. Like we have this technology, we have this electricity, we have this. I think there should be laws. Like at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, turn off the TVs, go to sleep.
This is with the chicken.
We sleep with the chicken, we wake with the chicken.
Oh my God, no. I don't want to sleep and wake up with the chicken.
Because you're an owl.
I am a night owl. I am not a morning person. I hate morning people and mornings and people. But this is not North Korea, okay? People are free to choose when to sleep, when to wake up. Though
you are free, but what's better for your body? Most of the illnesses that we are gaining these days, you know, other than the corona, is usually coming from the lack of sleep that we have.
But what does that have anything to do with being modern?
Because the way that we are living in this modern day, it is affecting us. The way that we have to work 10 hours a day.
That should knock you right out when you go to bed.
Exactly. When you work 10 hours a day, you have no time for your children. I mean, seriously, just think about it.
Hmm.
There's this also, we're not only talking about this developments that we have. I do believe we have to limit our developments, yes, to some extent. But at the same time, there are also different things that we are living through. You know, nowadays, families have to have two jobs.
Hmm.
The different classes, the rich are becoming richer, the poor are becoming more poor.
Yeah.
We're falling into that. There's no such thing as middle class now. The middle class is nothing. The rich are different classes. And now the poor.
At this point, it's like the rich are a different species.
Altogether, anyway. The way that our houses are built, the way that we are, even the plumbing system.
Mm.
I think it could be, much better. The way that we're living in apartments nowadays.
I love apartments.
You are serious.
I do.
You're serious.
I love it.
You know,
so
in 1965, there was law. They were thinking about laws and, you know, limitations to living in apartments. For God's sakes, they used to put children in cages on the windows.
Yeah, so they could get fresh air.
Fresh air.
I do that with my cat now, though.
Yeah. Your cat is unlucky living with you anyway.
I feel that there is perhaps almost... Okay, so there are two types
Expectations are too high.
Yes, that is one of the problems of modernity. It really escalated the level of people's expectations. People have become impatient, you know, because they're used to everything being at their fingertips, right? Whether it's knowledge, whether it's information, whether it's food, books. You can literally order anything online right now, and you have access to an entire universe. It's made people impatient. It has also, I think, affected the way we interact with each other. Because literally right now, I'm talking to Brother Habib, and he's playing with his phone.
I'm playing with my phone. I'm
on a show. But no, I'm sure he was checking something really important. But the good thing about Brother Habib is that he can multitask. But see, and then there are pros to modernity.
Which is? Like paying my bills right now?
Exactly. You just multitasked. You just saved so much time and hassle. You just probably saved money. You saved paper, most probably. And because at the end of the day, there are two types of modernity, right? There is modern as in living in current times, which is out of everyone's control. We live in the time that we're living, right? And the time we're living, you and I, happens to be a very... technology and rapid development sort of atmosphere. There's the other type of modernity where you separate yourself from traditions and old customs. That could sometimes be dangerous if those...
You're changing your lifestyle, your culture to live in something suitable at this time.
Yeah.
That's what it is, and that's more than dangerous. That's losing a religion in some
Exactly. Because sometimes religion goes under the category of tradition and customs, which it shouldn't, right? Religion is a life map. It's a lifestyle, right?
Yes. We're not King Henry.
We're not King Henry.
Who segregated religion from
state.
From state anyway.
I think the latter could be more dangerous if it's not carried out and implemented properly. Because, you know, let's not kid ourselves. Some traditions, if they're not rooted in religion, are awful traditions. I don't care where the tradition comes from. I don't care how many years, how deep its roots, what's the history, if it comes from
like Thanksgiving?
The rich, exactly. Holly? Rich heritage of a nation. It's bogus. It's bupkis baloney, right? And we should get rid of it. Like Thanksgiving. What are you giving thanks to? For like
you Halloween. There's nothing wrong with Halloween. What's wrong with Halloween?
Everything about Halloween is wrong.
What?
On a night where people dress as things that they are not, spend whole loads of money.
On candy?
On candy?
Yeah.
And children probably collapse from sugar rush at some point. My point is modernity or being modern, having a modern lifestyle, having inclinations toward being modernized. Isn't necessarily bad until it gets bad.
Everything is bad until it gets bad.
No, some things don't need to get bad. Some things don't get ugly, like Remembrance of Allah.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Another thing, we talked about it making us impatient. Another thing that it has made us is stressed.
During this life, yes.
Which is strange. You'd think that now that things are easier for us, we'd be less stressed, but they're actually more stressful.
They're getting more expensive. Things are way out of control with the, you know, costs.
I think that's just
everything,
like
that. Everywhere you look, everything you see, something... It has become very expensive, especially housing. You know, a lot of countries, housing has become a problem.
I think that's just overpopulation, bro.
It doesn't have to do with overpopulation. Governments can fix overpopulation with such ease.
And throwing the trash at the sun.
And then throwing the trash at the sun, anyway.
And I think another thing that we owe our stress to is social media.
Exactly, where you have role models, influencers.
Ugh, I hate that word.
And where you look at them and they are the goal to be. And they're not living that goal. They're faking it.
That's what makes it sad.
You feel, and especially those who have insecurities, right?
Mm.
And you're looking at that man with all the muscles, all the, you know, wealth, all the... And I'm talking about a specific influencer in my mind. And then you have these girls looking at these women who are, you know, all are made out of plastic.
True.
And they change their concept about what a woman should be and what a man should be. What is a woman? What is a man?
Exactly.
Seriously, you just ask them, what's a man? Purpose? What's a woman?
Yeah.
Is a woman just a, you know, like a doll? Mm-hmm. Is a man just a person that gets money to the house? What is a man? What is a woman? What is our reality? What are we as humans?
Yeah.
The way we eat. You know, the food porn out there.
Mm.
You know, when you... There's a difference between you entering a house or entering a life when you haven't seen all that cheesy stuff from Domino's, for example. You know, you haven't seen that salt base, you know, spreading that salt on that meat with, you know... That's making me drool now. So, there's a big difference between the, you know, the nafsi, we call it in Arabic. Mm. Your self-esteem, your desires, all of them are, they're different when you have seen this and you haven't seen this. True. You're open to that, you're not open to that.
Like you said, expectations.
There are some people who know how to control it. There are people who don't know how to control it. And then you stress out when you don't know how to control it. Why? Because you want it. And you're going to do everything you can in your power to get it. And you're not going to get it.
No, you're
not. It's just a dream.
Yeah.
And then when you get it, if you get it, right, you feel so empty inside.
Exactly.
Why? Because it tastes just like that steak that all Mehdi sells.
Another thing that I feel modern life has influenced to a great extent is where and how we define love.
What is love?
Exactly. What is love even? Is love what...
What is love as a song is all right?
I think it is.
Real quick.
I mean, as soon as the love I have in my life does not resemble the life, the love that is defined
in my imagination. Yeah. Where did your imagination come from? From social media.
Yeah, exactly. From social media or from what the modern worldview is dictating me to think love should be. I feel like, okay, this isn't love. This is toxic. This is not healthy for me. This is embarrassing. This is cringy. I should have seen the red flag. When love is so much more than that, and it needs hard work, and it needs time and patience and resilience. And yeah, it's definitely affected a lot of every aspect of our lives, to be perfectly honest. Do you think this modernness, the state of modernness that we are, is affecting our religion and our religiosity?
Yes.
In what way?
Yes, in various ways. I'm going to start off with marriage.
Huh.
Why? I might be called a stonehead. I might be called a barbaric person. I've been called that in society, actually, sister, and I'm not lying about that.
You Flintstone, you.
Yeah, I've been called Flintstone. I've been called a caveman before. And the reason why, because I have these beliefs.
That,
for example, a youth shouldn't get married at a young age.
How young is young?
A boy of 15.
A very important question is that, do you think our religion needs to be updated? Our religion and the way we practice it needs to be updated in accordance with modern times?
Currently, no.
Currently, no, or never, no?
The reason why I'm saying currently is because if Sahib al-Asr al-Zaman comes...
He will update a lot of stuff.
He might update a lot of stuff. He might. I'm saying might, and I know what I'm saying. But currently, what we are living in, and personally, we might through the end, you know, might continue this way. That no, our lives have to change for religion, not religion changing for our lives.
Definitely,
religion is the divine law that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala sent for us to follow for a happy life and a happy hereafter.
But there are so many things in religion that are changing in accordance with the times. Like one of the kafara for breaking your fast was to free a slave.
That's a different topic.
It's not applicable to our time now. You go ask a marja and you're like, dude, I can't find a slave.
The goal of you know, making a slave, freeing a slave as a kafara was to get rid of slavery altogether anyway. There are some things that, yes, I am with you. We can only imagine, but we can't, you know, imply. And true, during the times of the Imam alayhi salam, their answers and questions would be, you know, especially with the transactions and stuff like that, were at the time. But there are still, like, general laws that can be changed.
Definitely.
Definitely can be changed. Sometimes the subject changes. This is a transaction.
Yes, that's it.
This is a transaction. Is it haram or halal? We have this law, ahallallahu al-bay'ah, tijaratun an taradin. Right? These laws, these general laws.
Allah has made the lawful trading.
Then you have a riba, for example. You have riba, interest.
Mm-hmm.
Interest could be, was different from the, from this time or that time.
Exactly.
Right? And so, really just, no.
I think, yeah,
don't
you're
change
totally
religion.
Right.
Don't change your beliefs. Don't change the, your lifestyles for this modern life. Try, especially, this is not for fiqh laws. What we're talking about was fiqh laws. For example, respecting your neighbors. The way we respect our neighbors. The way that we interact with society. Society doesn't change. That, you know, the human, the true nature of
the
society doesn't
essence,
change.
Yeah.
The essence, تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts are one, their hearts are alike. And the way that you have to not be, for example, an angry person, you have to be generous, you have to be kind, you have to
forgiving,
be friendly with your neighbor, forgiving,
yeah.
You have to be zine, you have to have that protectiveness. For your wife, for example, protectiveness. And it is part of that protectiveness, for example, this is a perfect example. They see that it is toxic. Thank you guys for joining us on News Station. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And, you know, be modern in Islam. Be Islamic. Anyway, from now until another show, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong. Because you are the one I call creator, my alpha and omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love, my love is strong.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and here is a piece of advice from Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. The infallible daughter of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Book of Allah, that is the Holy Quran, is the guide for its followers. Listening carefully to it leads to salvation.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
A Peruvian zoo has shown off two baby crocodiles that were born through artificial insemination. The Huachipa Zoo in Lima celebrated their birth 3 months ago. Zookeepers say the two crocs are in good health. The American crocodiles now weigh around 70 grams each and measure 26 centimeters in length. However, it's too early to determine the gender of the newborns. American crocodile is in danger of extinction due to pollution and habitat loss. What was once an underground movement is now all the buzz. After a 17-year hiatus, billions of red-eyed cicadas are crawling their way above ground in the United States. These cicadas are known as Brudix, and they are beginning to emerge from the depths of the earth in a dramatic fashion. These bugs have been sighted in 15 eastern states of America. They're around 4 centimeters in length with unforgettable bright red eyes and iridescent wings. Experts say these insects do not hibernate. In fact, they grow slowly underground for 17 years before they emerge to mate.
There are several misconceptions about periodical cicadas. One is that they're locusts. They're not locusts. Locusts are grasshoppers. Cicadas are much more closely related to aphids. There's another misconception that cicadas are harmful. Cicadas are not harmful. They don't bite. They don't sting. They're not going to harm you or your pet, so you don't have to fear the cicada.
Michael Robb says cicadas tend to thrive on the edges of sunlit forests where it's warmer. They live above ground as adults for about 3 weeks, long enough to reproduce before dying. They lay eggs inside young tree branches, which hatch a few weeks later to restart the cycle. This year's cicada class will bore into the ground and won't emerge until 2038. Paris's Disneyland welcomes back the Magic as it has officially announced its reopening on the 17th of June. The famous theme park is currently in the second closure since the COVID-19 outbreak, being shut for nearly 8 months. With over 17,000 employees, Disneyland Paris cancelled its reopening plans twice because of the ongoing pandemic. But now, as France has eased its COVID-19 restrictions and tourist sites are gradually resuming their operations, the park has released a date to open its gates again. The reopening of Disneyland Paris will be the first time all six Disney resorts have been open since January 2020, when Shanghai Disneyland first closed due to COVID-19. A French musician has come up with an innovative idea to end his pandemic hiatus, performing on top of a mountain in Swiss Alps. Tiho performed on a platform at an altitude of 3,000 meters. The 30-year-old artist braved sub-zero temperatures in April to perform. He also had to overcome his fear of heights. Tiho has not performed in public for more than a year due to COVID-19 restrictions. He says the lockdown offers him a good chance to become more creative.
I feel like I had a lot of creativity during this period because I was stuck in the studio and a lot of time to make music. So usually when I perform gigs and I don't have so much time to spend in the studio. So today, during these days, it's like better.
A music production company organized the show. The small platform was taken up to the resort by helicopter. It took 4 hours to install the setting. A Chinese version of the Titanic has been created to keep alive memories of the ship over a century after its ill-fated maiden voyage. The full-scale replica will soon be open to the public. It's part of a theme park in Sichuan Province, southwest of China. The construction work started 6 years ago, involving over 100 workers. Around 23,000 tons of steel has been used to build the ship. That's 260 meters long. Designers hope that it will attract up to 5 million visitors a year.
The ship is located in the west part of China. It will attract tourists from the world. We estimate that the number of visitors will be between 2 million to 5 million in a year. This tourist volume should guarantee the return of our investment.
Everything in the duplication, from cabins to doorknobs, is identical to the organic Titanic, that is, original Titanic. Spending one night on the five-star ship cost around $150. The original luxury vessel sank in April 1912 after hitting an iceberg. Over 1,500 people died in the accident.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Animals living in the Paris Zoological Park will soon be able to see visitors again after months of just interacting with zookeepers due to COVID-19 restrictions. The zoo is preparing to reopen next week with limited numbers of visitors and obligatory health protocols. During the shutdown, the park welcomed over 60 new babies, including baboons, penguins, and flamingos. Experts believe the reopening will reawaken animals' curiosity.
Seeing public again will reawaken the animals' curiosity. They also look at the visitors. Some are very interested. You'll see the seals when they're with small children. It's part of enriching their environment to see a little bit of people, of diversity. So it's good for everyone.
The park, which temporarily closed last October, houses 2,500 animals of 234 species. France is now easing its COVID-19 restrictions and plans to reopen museums, zoos, shops, and cinemas on May the 19th. looking for a cheaper and more sustainable alternative to traditional lawnmowers. Chip may be the answer. Researchers at the University of California, Davis, have embarked on a project to test the effectiveness of sheep as new lawnmowers. The project includes 25 sheep of four different breeds. They are going to graze on a one-acre plot of pasture for 3 days. The process will be repeated after a month.
The sheep have been used for a couple of things. So they're as good as goats in reducing down the vegetation. So in areas where there is, it doesn't just have to be a lawn. If they're in their areas where there's overgrown and you've got sort of those higher fuel ladders, they can eat that down. But what they also do, so they can cut that out, but then they also can come around and after there's been a fire, they're really good at eating the weeds that come up initially, the weeds that we don't want, those invasive weeds.
Researchers believe that the initiative also has an environmental impact. With fewer mowers, there might be less emission. They also hope using sheep will help increase natural fertilization and nutrient levels.
Using unusual array of tools for a haircut, that's what a Pakistani barber does to rise above the competition. Ali Abbas lives in the city of Lahore, eastern Pakistan. He uses blow torches, meat cleavers, and even broken glass to do a cut. He typically begins a haircut with a blowtorch to take a bit off the top. He then uses a cleaver and butcher's block and sometimes broken glass to cut the lower layers. His style is proving to be a hit.
This idea was not a joke. One day I was thinking of doing something different. It was my desire to do something in a different way. Since I started this, my customers have increased. People's confidence has been boosted. When you're visible on a platform and people see you, people will say, we must try this, we should try this.
Abbas has been using this style since 2016. He says he has received a very good response from his clients. His peculiar approach has also resulted in TV appearances and fashion shoots. It's not an everyday scene for Londoners to see a whale swimming in the River Thames, but over the weekend, the city witnessed a small whale being rescued after it got stuck along the river. The baby whale was first spotted in the evening, becoming stranded on the Lock's boat rollers in Richmond. Rescuers worked during the night to free the 4-meter-long whale. After 4 hours, the injured animal was successfully moved to a safer location. A vet is now monitoring its situation to make sure it's healthy enough to be released back to the ocean.
People around the world dream of having special weddings, but these couples in Russia have made their wishes come true. 30 couples in Moscow have gotten married on cable car cabins, hoping to set a world record. The sweethearts exchanged vows mid-air with a picturesque view of rainy Moscow. If the attempt to set a record is verified and confirmed, it will go to the Guinness Book of World Records. The wedding ceremony in Russia has turned into an extraordinary one as it was celebrated on a 720-meter-long cable car. 30 Russian couples tied the knot in the moving cable car cabins on Saturday. Even rainy weather in Moscow didn't stop them. The newlyweds said they wanted to make their already special day as unusual as possible. They also hope that their mass wedding would set a Guinness World Record. The remains of 9 Neanderthals have been found near the Italian capital, Rome. Archaeologists believe the oldest one is dated to around 100,000 years ago. The other 8 remains are dated between 50,000 and 68,000 years ago. Researchers unearthed the fossil fragments in the Guattari prehistoric cave, or caves I should say, near Rome. Neanderthals are the closest ancient relatives of humans. They died out about 40,000 years ago. Some theories say they died because of their inability to adapt to climate change.
Mm-hmm.
today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamu alaikum, and so welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about haste in Islam. Be with IRIB English Radio.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive. Just wanna do my best to show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give you.
There are many things that I can do.
Many things, yeah.
That can make me feel so close to you.
To you, to you, to you.
Oh. Joy within my heart can be removed.
Within my heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you.
Today, Tuesday, is the 6th of Shawwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Ordubehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 11 and 12 of chapter Asra from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا.
And man supplicates for evil as he supplicates for good, and man is ever hasty.
وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين. فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا.
And we have made the night and day two signs, and we erased the sign of the night and made the sign of the day visible, that you may seek bounty from your Lord and may know the number of years and the account of time, and everything we have set out in detail.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There are frequent references made to the haste by men and his aspiration for the evil in the Holy Quran. This kind of haste has its origin in ignorance, hostility, and fanaticism. At any rate, we find in this noble verse and in line with the previous discussions that one of the main causes of disbelief is a lack of adequate study into the matters, and it is so because man is instinctively hasty.
Some might say this world today shows God's left us to our mistakes, oh, he has never been so far away. Some might say, how could any father stand, see his children across pavement, suffer so, give no helping hand, no helping hand. And somewhere tonight, far away and out of sight, there's a child that's too weak to cry. And deep in those eyes, can't you see him in disguise, reaching out to the heart that's in you?
warning against haste. It is the sign of Allah's great forbearance and vast mercy that people's hastiness does not change His predestination, His decree, or His recompense. Allah says in chapter Kaf, verse 58, "And your Lord is most forgiving, owner of mercy, were He to call them to account for what they have earned, then surely He would have hastened their punishment." The most serious forms of reprehensible haste for men are favoring what is immediate over what is yet to come, being involved in the worldly pleasures, and forgetting all about the hereafter. Allah exalted be He says, "Not as you think that you, mankind, will not be resurrected and recompensed for your deeds, but you men love the present life of this world and neglect the hereafter." Chapter Qiyamah, verse 20 to 21. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to talk about making haste as viewed from the perspective of Islamic instructions. Another one, we find that according to, for example, Raghib Isfahani, who was a high-ranking and reliable lexicographer with a special reference to Quranic words and usages, we find that source of making haste is just having some greed or being greedy. And because of this, Raghib Isfahani regards making haste and being hasty as an abominable moral trait, as indicated thus in the Holy Quran. Imam Ali alayhi salam elsewhere indicated that making haste before the coming of the ripe time for doing something is a kind of foolishness. At the same time, we find that in the Quranic, in the prophetic instructions, it's indicated that making haste ahead of what has been decided and decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a satanic job. That is, only Satan tried to move ahead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being, I mean, in haste. Elsewhere, we find that there are some indications in the Islamic instructions that excessive attention to making haste and being hasty, or that is being hasty much more than what's expected, makes everybody slip in the proper way of doing things. And that those people who make haste, usually they move toward the self-deterioration.
One life, one hope, one heart, one soul, one chance to know, one time to go.
There's just one call from my heart, pulls me to a world apart. There's just one word that I hear, one trumpet calls me near. When the spring has been unwound, what is lost will soon be.
Haste in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. As the previous episodes of today's special, we have a special part here, and that is quotes from Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. The Imam said, "Keep away from haste, for surely it is associated with error. Haste or conceit leads to error. Haste prevents one from successfully achieving his goal. And one who makes haste, his errors increase."
Sadaqallahul
special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Look before you leap, press pause and give it 24 hours. Most decisions can wait. First, ask the question, does this need my immediate attention? If the answer is no, then sleep on the decision. Contrary to what your impulsive urge may tell you, you are not going to miss out by waiting to decide or respond. And in the process of waiting, we have a deeper sense of clarity on decisions. Talk yourself through your process. Another step on avoiding the haste is talking ourselves through your process. Take the time to talk to yourself and others involved. Stating your process out loud can help you recognize where you could think things through. Try sending a voicemail to yourself explaining your thought process and decisions. Play back and decide. Are you reflecting your desired leadership style? Keep trying and tweaking your message until you are confident.
And I think the challenge is that we, as a society, especially in the Western world where things have become so comfortable, we have given too much credit to motivation, right? We're told that you have to be motivated in order to do something, whereas you really don't have to be motivated to do something. It just has to be important enough for you. You know, if you look at how people live in third world countries who are on the edge of survival, they're not motivated to survive. They're driven to, they have to. Their existence, their health, their well-being depends on their performance and depends on their execution. So the key is, if you want something bad enough, don't give credit to motivation. Don't rely on motivation. That thing that you're pursuing, whatever it is, has to become a burning desire to where you convince yourself that your existence depends on the execution of that thing. It has to happen. So when something becomes a burning desire, when you have a strong enough why, when you have a clear picture of what you are trying to accomplish, then you don't really rely on motivation anymore. Because when you rely on motivation, one day it could be there, one day it won't be there. If for those people who've ever tried to, you know, stay consistent with a goal, you know, beyond 2 weeks, beyond 3 weeks, beyond a month or 6 months, they don't really rely on motivation anymore. Because if that motivation isn't there, right, if that motivation is their driver and it's not there, then they won't perform and they won't execute.
I think that's a good topic for discussion, so we continue on the next episode of today's special, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
بسم الله لنا فتح ذكر الله لنا حسن لطف الله لنا عون نعل به درجات بسم الله لنا فتح ذكر الله لنا حسن لطف الله لنا عون نعل به درجات نعل به درجات.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.